Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. So the 4th of July is officially here, and obviously there are places throughout Dallas County where people can use fireworks. And in terms of where we're at in the season, you know, what are some safety reminders for people as they may be using fireworks, watching fireworks, in terms of firework safety as well as some fire safety as well?
Well, the big thing that I would say right off the get-go is never let children play with fireworks of any type. And it's always, you know, for a safe and healthy Independence Day celebration, you want to have everybody safe. You want your children safe in that. So adult supervision is very, very important. That's the key to safety. And it's very important that regardless of what you're doing out there with the 4th of July, adult supervision for your children is very important. We need to look out for our kids. They're our future. And when we're out there, we need to respect safety barriers that are set up for the professional pyrotechnics that are going to be displayed in Pattee Park. We need to follow the labels that are on all of our fireworks that we purchase. And there are a couple of stands set up here in Perry that are selling all kinds of fireworks and different things for personal use. And so we need to make sure that when we purchase those fireworks, we read the labels, we follow what they say, and don't try and improvise or do something that, oh, I think it'll be better if we do this or whatever. Those are designed to be used the way the label says they're to be used, and that is what we need to do in order to remain safe and be able to enjoy them.
Now, when we're talking about specifically the 4th of July, you know, what are some of the most common injuries people can incur during the 4th of July?
Eye injuries is one of the biggest things. And I don't mean to start throwing statistics or anything like that at you or whatever. You don't want to hear statistics, but I'm going to throw some at you. Children are the most common victims of fireworks accidents, with those 15 years old and younger accounting for half, 50% of all fireworks eye injuries in the United States. And the highest injury estimates were from firecrackers, and that's 26%. Bottle rockets come in at 21% and sparklers at 11%. And you think about the sparklers, and that's something that even before they passed the state laws that allowed fireworks to be sold in Iowa, sparklers were something that was legal in Iowa, but they have always been an injury threat to children. Children under the age of 5, seemingly innocent, sparklers account for 1/3 of all fireworks injuries. Sparklers can burn at nearly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot enough to melt gold. That's quite a temperature. They cause a third-degree burn. Children are out there with sparklers. They're waving them around. They're enjoying them and that. And that material, that stuff that's on the end of that little piece of wire that they're burning, as that burns, if a piece of that flies off and lands on the skin, it just melts through that skin like you've dropped, you know, a hot rock on butter. It just goes right through it like nothing. And that's really painful. It's really bad. It's a very serious burn. Another thing is the most serious injuries are abrupt trauma to the eye from bottle rockets. The rockets fly erratically, often injuring bystanders. Bystanders are most often the people that get injured from bottle rockets, and a lot of the fireworks injuries are innocent bystanders that are standing there watching someone else shoot these things off, but they're the ones that wind up getting hurt. And injuries from bottle rockets can include eyelid lacerations, corneal abrasions, traumatic cataract injuries, retinal detachments, optic nerve damage, rupture of the eyeball, eye muscle damage, and they can cause complete blindness. And the thing is, you think about bottle rockets, and of course, that comes from the days of pop bottles or beer bottles. And okay, I'm done with this bottle. I'm going to set that down there on the ground. I'm going to put this rocket down there in it. And then you're going to bend over the thing and you're going to light it on fire. And so you're bent over there lighting it. That's the worst thing anybody can do, is bend over these fireworks to light them on fire. You need to be away from them, and if you are displaying bottle rockets or something like that, get things up at your level, at least waist high or whatever, so you're not bending over this stuff and you can see what you're doing. And if it goes off abruptly because the fuse is short, or when you're lighting the fuse, you know, the fire from the lighter or whatever it is that you may be using to light this. You know, you're lighting the end of the fuse and the fire's going on up in and it jumps ahead of the fuse or whatever and lights the thing off. And, you know, about the time you think the fuse is lit, the whole thing goes bang. You're not leaning over the thing still. Do I have the fuse lit? No, you're away from it because it's up at your level and you're basically beside it instead of leaning over it. So that's a good safety idea. And that's one of the things that we want to try and keep people from doing is bending over these things and creating their own hazards.
Now, just kind of one last thing here for you, Chief, in terms of another thing that goes hand in hand with fireworks is fire safety. Obviously, when you have fireworks flying around everywhere, they can pose a fire risk. So can you just give us some reminders on fire safety for the 4th of July?
Well, it's been extremely dry, and I know that sounds kind of funny because we have had a lot of rain, but the conditions were dry prior to the rain, and the ground and everything is soaked up that water really fast, and we're not so much as they call a drought at this point, but things are very dry and everything is very flammable. And whether it be a bottle rocket or just throwing out firecrackers or whatever it is that we're putting out there, we're throwing fire out there on the ground. And so we need to be very cautious of where we are throwing these and what we're doing. It would be a good idea to, try and stay on gravel, concrete, pavement, whatever. And of course, as we've mentioned, they're not legal in the corporate limits of Perry any longer to be displayed. But if we're going out in the country or we're at somebody's farm home or something like that, you know, stay in the gravel driveway, stay away from grassy areas or any timber areas, any place like that where any of the flammable vegetation can catch fire and take off. And also be mindful of the buildings and the surroundings there, because it's nothing for a bottle rocket to go up and maybe come down and land in a gutter full of dried leaves or something like that. And then the next thing you know, you have the eave of the house on fire, or the eave of the garage or barn or whatever it is. Or there are still some roofs out there that can be very flammable. Not everybody has a steel roof, and those are all fire hazards or potential fire things that we need to be careful of and watch out for.
And that was our conversation with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.